Joining me here in KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, a great friend, wonderful friend of veterans in the military community, Jessica DeRue, one of the owners of Springs Dentistry.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you here. You are one among many businesses in the Springs that does wonderful things for veterans, but you go a step further. You spend a day every year, you commit your time, your treasure, your talent, your wonderful team, and you give the gift of dental services to veterans.
Yes, every year we think it's very important to give back to the community. Colorado Springs, you know, has a ton of veterans and is built on the military here. And we think it's important to give back to our military and our veterans. And so this year will be our fourth year of donating our time and services to them to be able to help them with their dental needs.
And you call this Freedom Day.
We do. Freedom Day.
Why do you call it Freedom
Day? It's actually a national function that goes along. Not always is it on the same day every year, and not every office has to participate on that exact day, but you still can be affiliated with them.
You know, Jessica, I'm happy to say we've known each other for a while.
Yes.
I consider us friends. I know your heart.
Yes.
But I'm not sure our listeners quite know your heart, but they're going to right now. What made you get involved in a program like this?
Just wanting to give back to the community, wanting
That's
to help the veterans. That's our heart. You know, sometimes our hearts are so big that we can't even help everybody that we want to help. But this is our little way of being able to give back to the community. And this year we're able to help some veterans from Mount Carmel and then also from our Fallen Heroes of Fort Carson through the Survivor Outreach Services.
Of course, Mount Carmel is a great and wonderful partner to KRDO and we to them. We love working with them on the Veterans Voice podcast, among other things, and just a great organization. And so I'm glad that linkage is there.
Yes.
When does the event happen?
The event this year is next Wednesday, October 16th.
Okay, and where can everybody go to find out more information about the program?
You can go to our website, springsdentistry.com, and we actually have a page there for Freedom Day. You can click on that. If you are an organization that works with veterans or has that link to them, as like Mount Carmel has helped us with for the future, you can go there and get in contact with us through that link on our page.
How many veterans are you usually able to help in a day?
You know, each year we've been expanding more and more, and this year we're hoping to help 25 veterans.
Wow. And that could be a range of work that needs to be done.
As much as we can do that day, you know, same day treatment, whatever we can do, from cleanings to fillings, you know, extractions, whatever we need to do.
And this happens, this is an annual event?
Correct.
Freedom Day is something that you'll be hosting again next year?
Yes, around the same time next year. It's usually in the middle of October.
Do I have to wait a whole year to see you again?
No, we
Thank
also
you.
Do Smile for Kids Day. So
yes,
you'll get
you
to
do.
See us again next spring, about
we
six months.
We absolutely will. What other programs like this are you involved in, Smile for Kids being one of them?
Smile for Kids is another big one. And, you know, we're involved in our community through different sponsorships to high schools and sporting events, all different kinds of things that people reach out to us for.
And sometimes the supporters of the people who have taken such good care of us need a little help themselves.
Correct.
The question now is, how can our listeners get involved to help you help veterans?
Again, just going to our website, springsdentistry.com, and clicking on our Freedom Day link, and you can help us out there.
Jessica DeRue of Springs Dentistry. It is a treat to have you here on KRDO's Afternoon News. And
thank you so much
for all you do and service and support to our veterans.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.